In just a minute, Jean makes herself a stiff Rhyme and Coke in our Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Charlie, back to the Olympics now. The Vancouver Games have been full of drama and some controversy, notably in men's figure skating, where American Evan Lysacek upset Russian Evgeny Plushenko to win gold. Plushenko complained loudly to the press, but a look at his website suggests he has found a way to deal with the silver medal. He's done what?
It looks like he's wearing a Green Day CD around his neck, but he's claiming that he has won a platinum medal.
That's exactly right. In a move that threatens to make men's figure skating relevant, the decorated Russian skater Plushenko unveiled a new move, the triple sour cow. On his website, it now says he won a silver in 2002. That's true. A gold in 2006, also true. And a platinum in 2010, which is hallucinatory.
Well, so is figure skating.
That's true. Especially Johnny Weir's costumes. My God. Another crazy moment on the ice. NBC actually refused to broadcast a particular pair of competitors in ice dancing. Did you hear about this? Why did they refuse to broadcast them? Because it was a brother and sister dirty dancing to the theme of Schindler's List.
Ooh!
Oh!
Ooh.
Now that was an Olympic moment.
You could not make that up.
You couldn't make it up.
You could not make that up.
I wish I had.
Is there a level of tastelessness that doesn't reach?
No, it spreads out and gets them all. The Israeli brother and sister team of Alexandra and Roman Zaretsky set out to make ice dancing more than boring and melodramatic. They succeeded. They made it icky. The gold, though, in ice dancing was won, of course, by Irina and Boris Skolnick, a mother and son team that performed to My Humps. Charlie, the LA Lakers and the Boston Celtics are two of the best teams in the NBA, as you know. A team of psychologists believes that one of the keys to their success is what?
Hugging.
Yes, indeed.
Displays of affection.
Physical affection, yeah. Physical touching. They touch each other a lot. Why do certain...
What? It's true.
Why do certain assemblages of extremely tall, talented athletes consistently win and others don't? Because the winning teams touch each other. Scientists studying touch found inter-team touching sends valuable messages. You know, you did well, I got your back. When I draw a gun on you in the locker room, I will just be joking. All of this... Apparently, and this is true, enhances performance and strengthens the bonds between teammates, leading to better play. Teams are already trying to incorporate the study in their practices. This is why Phil Jackson is always in the sidelines screaming, "Hug! Hug!" And this is why the Chicago Bulls, hoping to do better this season, now spoon during timeouts.
Do you think that applies to any sport?
Apparently, they study basketball teams. They watch them, and then they compare their performance, and they found a correlation between touching and success.
I don't think it works in boxing.
No.
No, because the more you get touched in boxing, the less likely you are to win.
It doesn't work in basketball. For example, you remember Coach Bobby Knight. He used to touch his players. It's just a little too hard, though. Roxanne, because of alleged dangers, the American Academy of Pediatrics is calling for a redesign of something kids love. What is it?
There's so many things that children love that are bad
Parents.
For them. Mm-hmm. Yes. I need a hint.
You need a hint? Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer.
Oh, hot dogs.
Hot dogs, yes.
That's right.
Oh, right.
No, it's the number one most dangerous food.
It is. The key to any good hot dog, experience is mustard and chewing. But not everybody has the self-control to accomplish that. So according to USA Today, a group of doctors are calling for a full wiener redesign to prevent choking.
Skinnier wieners,
different shapes. We're still waiting to see the redesigns. There are rumors that Oscar Mayer has applied for a patent on a nasal spray.
Oh, God.
Other ideas? Aerosol hot dog in a can. Carbonated hot dogs. And, of course, the hot dog patch.